والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، I continue on the topic of consistency that we mentioned yesterday. A man came to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and they agreed to meet for some matter at a particular place, at a particular time. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went there and he waited for about an hour or so and the man didn't come. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned. But the next day he went again to the same place at the same time and he waited for the man. The man still didn't come. The third day again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went back to that place at that time. And after a while the man came running and he was very contrite and very ashamed and he apologized and he said, Rasulullah, I'm so sorry, I completely forgot. Now imagine this man, it was his work and he had taken an appointment with the Prophet and he forgot. And Rasulullah said to him, but I did not forget. My brothers and sisters, I say to you, this whole issue of consistency, consistency in my way, in my view, is a sign of self-respect. You will be consistent if you respect yourself. If you have no respect for yourself, then it doesn't matter to you that you give your word, you deliver, you don't deliver. A word is the bond of a person. A word is a bond of a man. A word is a bond of a responsible individual who wants to be taken seriously in life. And if you agree to do something, if you give your word, and then you don't do that thing, then it means that you are not serious in the first place. And that means that you have really no respect for yourself. Because if you had respect for yourself, then you would not do this to yourself. Because just imagine, the person who you let down, the person who you promised to deliver and you did not deliver. Now, is that person going to think highly of you? But you don't care because you don't think highly of yourself. Now, it's very, very important for us to understand this whole issue of consistency, reliability, which builds trust. That it doesn't happen out of nothing. It happens because of regular work over an extended period of time. The point I'm saying to you is not something, I'm not just giving you the example of Rasulullah or of the Sahaba, and you might say, well, you know, times are different, but let me tell you, in today's world, it's not one person, but the entire nation of China, the entire nation of Japan, these people are like this, everybody but everybody. We deal with them in business, we deal with them, if you look at what they do, consistency and reliability are absolutely the key words. You can set your watch by them. If they say a particular time in Japan, they have fantastic timings for trains and so on, which are in so many minutes and so many seconds. And that train actually goes at that particular time. People give a certain time, that's exactly the time. Time is a number, it's not open to interpretation. People follow that. People follow that. They are punctual to the point of being, you can say that they are you know, literally dogmatic about punctuality. But punctuality again comes down to reliability, comes down to credibility, comes down to consistency, that you will deliver what you say you will deliver. I can tell you amazing stories in terms of business and delivery with Chinese customers, with Chinese manufacturers, and that's how Chinese manufacturing has got this phenomenal name, because of people. I know for a fact, for example, just not turning up. You know, I mean, the whole point is this, that if you say you will do something, but if some hurdle happens, if something happens, then it is your responsibility to inform the people who you promised that you are not able to deliver at the time that you said you will deliver. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying that difficulties won't happen. I'm not saying that hurdles won't happen. I'm not saying that unforeseen circumstances don't happen. All of that happens. But for that, there is a solution. And the solution is you phone, you call, you email or whatever. It's your responsibility. Make sure the other person knows beforehand that what you promised to deliver, that you are not able to deliver, and then you will deliver at a particular time. But if you don't do that, if you just don't turn up and the person is sitting there and waiting in complete trust that you will deliver, and then you just don't turn up, and after the matter is over, then you come with an excuse, that is ridiculous. That is completely and totally unacceptable. So I'm saying that this does not happen. I mean, if you work with Chinese people, for example, if you look at the average ratio of supervisor to worker, I'm talking about absolutely the basic down level of people, supervisor to factory worker, in India and China. In India, roughly the ratio is 1:15. For every 15 workers, you will have one supervisor. In China, it is 1:150. For 150 people, you've got one supervisor. I asked one of my clients, why do you have that one supervisor? He said, well, you know, you want someone to open the shop and you know, turn on the lights and stuff like that. But otherwise, he said, really, we don't even need that one supervisor, because people know what to do. They do it. They don't need to be supervised. You don't have to stand there and say, you know, is this person taking too long at the coffee machine or something? People don't do that. We asked them. We said, what do you do with absenteeism? The man says, what is that? What do you mean by absenteeism? I said, a person doesn't come. You mean he says, you mean he has taken leave? I said, no, I'm not talking. Leave is not absenteeism. I mean, if somebody has planned leave and he or she takes leave and they don't come, this is acceptable. I said, no, absenteeism is just, they just don't turn up. He said, sorry, it doesn't happen. I said, what do you mean doesn't happen? He said, just does not happen. Our people do not just not turn up. If it's a working day, they come to work. And if they are not coming to work, then they have applied for leave or they have informed their supervisors to say that they are not able to come for a reason. Nobody doesn't just not turn up. He said it just does not happen. So we don't do anything about absenteeism because we have no absenteeism. I asked him, what do you do with late coming? He said, what's that? So I said, you are joking with me. He said, no, I'm not joking with you. What is late coming? I said, what do you mean, what's late coming? Late coming is that there's a working time, work begins at 9 and somebody's coming at 9:15. He said, does not happen. Does not happen. Now, what can I do? My point is that here we have people, here we have Muslims, all great aspirations, big talk. I want to do this, I want to do that. You want to establish Khilafah. You can't even wake up for Salatul Fajr. You can't even get to the masjid on time. You can't even keep one word of promise to say that you will deliver something and you deliver it. You can't keep one word of promise to say you will meet someone at a certain time and you can't meet it. And you want to establish Khilafah. You can't even establish Khilafah on yourself. You want to establish Khilafah in the whole world. Come on, man, give me a break. That's a big joke. It's a big joke that you're making with yourself. Because nobody else is deceived. Believe me, everyone else knows exactly what is going on. So please. The whole issue of being Muslim is being reliable, for God's sake. If you are not reliable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not reliable before the people, who will trust you? Who will have faith in you? Who will take you seriously? We really and seriously need to change our ways. Punctuality, make it an absolute obsession. Your word, it's a matter of your word. Ask yourself, do you have any respect for yourself? If you say, I will do something at a particular time and you're not there, it means that you have no respect for yourself. Build respect for yourself, for God's sake. Because if you don't even respect yourself, how do you expect anyone else to respect you? Nobody respects someone who has no respect for himself. Seriously, consistency is a sign of self-respect. So ask yourself, do I have respect for myself? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to follow what is the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to do what we have been ordered to do, and to save us from disobeying Him, and to save us from creating a bad impression about this deen and about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of our bad actions. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullah.